Today, I'm going to do an English lesson for grade 10 students. Dear children, in our previous lesson, we discussed about the conditional type 1 possible situations. In our previous lesson, we discussed about the conditional type 1 possible situations. So today, we are going to learn the conditional type 2 imaginary situation. Today, we are going to learn the conditional type 2 imaginary situations. As you have learned in your previous lesson, a conditional sentence states a condition, an outcome or result of that condition. A conditional sentence states a condition, an outcome or result of that condition. Children, as you have learned, conditional clauses consist of two sentences. One is a clause that starts with if, which is called if clause. The other is the main clause. One is a clause that starts with if, which is called if clause. The other is the main clause. When we write conditional sentences, it is very important to use the correct structure as well as the correct type, because they express different meaning. Children, when we write the conditional sentences, it is very important to use the correct structure as well as the correct type, because they express different meanings. So we have to use a comma after if clause when it precedes the main clause. In these conditional sentences, we have to use a comma after if clause when it precedes the main clause. So, when we write the conditional sentences, we must pay attention to the tense and to punctuation marks. In type 2 of the conditional sentences, we talk about unlikely conditions that are unlikely to be fulfilled. Dear children, today we discussed about the conditional type 2 imaginary situation. In type 2 of the conditional sentences, we talk about unlikely condition that are unlikely to be fulfilled. In these type of sentences, we have to use the simple past tense in the if clause, and would and the infinitive form of the verb in the main clause. In these types of sentences, we have to use the simple past tense in the if clause, and would and the infinitive form of the verb in the main clause. My dear children, if you look at the table given in your task sheet, lesson number 48, you can understand it very easily. My dear children, now I'm going to give you some examples. Listen carefully. Listen to this sentence. If I had enough money, I would give you. If I had enough money, I would give you. If I had enough money, it is the if clause, and it begins with if, and has a subject and a verb. If clause can be seen as a simple present sentence. As you know, had is the simple past form of the verb have. Then what is the main clause? I would give you. We can see would and the infinitive form of the verb in the main clause. Children. As I mentioned in our earlier lesson, there are two ways of ordering a conditional sentence. We can use the if clause, comma, plus the main clause with a comma after the if clause, or we can use the main clause plus the if clause without a comma between the two. So, as we learned in these type of sentences, when the if clause comes first in the sentence, we put a comma after it. In these type of sentences, when the if clause comes first in the sentence, we put a comma after it. Listen to this sentence again. If I had enough money, comma, I would give you. If I had money, comma, I would give you. You have to use a comma because if clause has come as the first part of the sentence. But when the main clause comes first in a sentence, the comma is not necessary. When the main clause comes first in a sentence, the comma is not necessary. I would give you if I had enough money. I would give you if I had enough money. In this sentence, you don't have to use a comma. Children, now listen to this sentence. If you came to the party, we would have a lot of fun. If you came to the party, we would have a lot of fun. Children, according to this sentence, you don't come to the party. So, what is the if clause in this sentence? If you came to the party, what is the verb? Came. Then, would and the infinitive form of the verb can be seen is the main clause. Children, now listen to this example. I would send you a letter if I found your address. I would send you a letter if I found your address. In this sentence, main clause has been come as the first part of the sentence. I would send you a letter if I found your address. In this sentence, the main clause has come as the first part of the sentence. Don't afraid. If you have a sentence like this, you don't have to use a comma because the main clause can be seen as the first part of the sentence. Children, let's go to another example. Listen to this sentence. If it rained, you would get wet. If it rained, you would get wet. Look at the if clause in this sentence. It is a simple past sentence. When you look at the main clause, you can find would and the infinitive form of the verb. If it rained, you would get wet. If it rained, you would get wet. Now, listen to this sentence. If I studied, I would pass the exams. If I studied, I would pass the exam. As you learnt in this sentence, if clause is a simple past sentence. You can see the verb studied. It is the past form of the verb study. Then you can see would and the infinitive form of the verb in the main clause. Okay, children. Now, look at the activity 1 in your task sheet. Lesson number 48, activity number 1. Here, you have to make sentences beginning with if. In this activity, you have to make sentences beginning with if. Children, how can we make the first sentence? As you have learnt, it is very easy. So, what is the sentence? I think you have already found it. Tell me the if clause. Yes. If I want a lot of money. If I want a lot of money. Want is the verb in the if clause. It is the simple past form of the verb win. Then what is the main clause? I would buy a big house. I would buy a big house. Would and the verb buy can be seen in the main clause. So what is the sentence we have written? If I want a lot of money, I would buy a big house. If I want a lot of money, I would buy a big house. Children, what is the second sentence? If she fell. In this if clause, fell is the verb. It is the past form of the verb fall. Then what is the second part, children? She would hurt herself. If she fell, she would hurt herself. Good. Now try to make the third sentence. What is the sentence? Very good. If you went to bed early, you wouldn't be tired. If you went to bed early, you wouldn't be tired. Good. It is a very simple sentence. Then, how you made the fourth sentence? If she felt better. It is the if clause. Then what is the main clause? Okay. I think now you have the sentence. If you felt better, she would come to the library. If you felt better, she would come to the library. Children, when you write this sentence, you have to use the comma after the if clause, because it has come as the first part of the sentence. Now what is the last sentence? If I knew Amali's address, I would send her birthday card. If I knew Amali's address, I would send her a birthday card. In these sentences, we have used the simple past form of the verb in the if clause and would and the infinitive form of the verb in the main clause. In these sentences, we have used the simple past form of the verb in the if clause and would and the infinitive form of the verb in the main clause. Okay, children. Now we are going to do the second activity in your task sheet. In this activity, you have to complete the sentences using the correct form of the verb. What is the first sentence? If there was a good film on TV tonight, it is the if clause. If there was a good film on TV tonight, then you can see I, the word I, blank, then you can see the verb watch within brackets. I think it is very easy to find the answer. Yes, what is it? Would watch. If there was a good film on TV tonight, I would watch it. Very good. Look at the second sentence. There is a blank in the if clause. Now is the verb given within brackets. As I mentioned earlier, we have to use the simple past form of the verb in the if clause. So what is the answer? New. What is the answer? New. If I knew the answer, I would tell you. If I knew the answer, I would tell you. The third sentence, it is very simple, children. There is a difference in this sentence. The main clause can be seen as the first part of the sentence. If clause can be seen as the second part. Never mind, children. You must use would and the infinitive form of the verb in the main clause. That means you can write your answer as would by. Would by. In this sentence, you can't see a comma because the main clause has come before the if clause. Look at the next sentence. If you blank, the verb try. The verb try within brackets. Then you have the word heart. Then what is the main clause? You would win. So tell me the answer. What is the answer? Tried is the answer. It is the past form of the verb try. Now tell me the sentence. If you tried hard, you would win. Good. Now look at the last question in this activity. If I blank, then you can see the verb have within brackets. Then the word time, comma, I would go today. Had is the past form of the verb have? Had is the past form of the word have. So, it is your answer. It is your answer. Then, now read the sentence. If I had time, I would go today. If I had time, I would go today. Now we have discussed 5 sentences in this activity. Children, now let's go to the last activity in your task sheet. In this activity, you have to choose the correct sentence and put the verb in the correct form. In this activity, you have to choose the correct sentence and put the verb in the correct form. Now, look at the first sentence. If we had red curtains, if we had red curtains, then you can find the correct sentence and correct form of the verb. Yes, very good. The kitchen would look better. The kitchen would look better. The verb in the if clause can be put as would look. the verb in the if clause can be put as would look. If we had red curtains, the kitchen would look better. Tell me the sentence again. If we had red curtains, the kitchen would look better. Then, what is the third sentence? What is the second sentence? Now, tell me the second sentence. If you used a computer, yes, it is the if clause. Then, find the main clause. It would be quicker. If you used a computer, it would be quicker. If you used a computer, it would be quicker. Yes, very good children. Then, the third sentence. My brother would buy a sports car. In this sentence, the main clause has been given. The main clause is, what is the main clause? My brother would buy a sports car. You have to choose the if clause with the correct form of the verb. So, how we write the sentence? Yes, very good children. My brother would buy a sports car if he had $1,000,000. My brother would buy a sports car if he had $1,000,000. Had is the verb in the if clause. You cannot use a comma because the if clause has come after the main clause in this sentence. Children, now look at the fourth sentence. Jayana would go shopping. Jayana would go shopping. It is the main clause. I think now you can find the if clause very easily. If she had time in the afternoon. If she had time in the afternoon. So, had is the past form of the verb have. Had is the past form of the verb have. So, what is the sentence? Tell me again. What is the sentence? Jayana would go shopping if she had time in the afternoon. Jayana would go shopping if she had time in the afternoon. Then, dear children, look at the last question. If you asked me, I would help you. What is this sentence? What is the sentence? If you asked me, I would help you. The verb in the main clause can be used as would help. The verb in the main clause can be used as would help. So, tell me the sentence again. If you asked me, I would help you. It is the last sentence. Okay, children. Now, we have discussed three important activities on the conditional type 2 imaginary situations. Now, we have discussed three important activities on the conditional type 2 imaginary situations. I think now you have a clear idea on this lesson. Dear children, now we have come to the end of today's lesson. I presented these lessons for Rohunu Guru Gedara Educational Program.